This is probably going to be a shorter fireside than usual, because I don't know how long my psyche can take this, but whatever. I just need to learn how to ground or shield or do something for my wires. It's this new speaker system, and you guys have had to hear me whining about this crap for a bit now. I apologize. All right, chokes. Excellent. Thanks, guys. I'll take a look at that. Yeah, I'm getting some serious, like, pum-pum-pum shit going on in my ears right now. It's driving me crazy. Okay, cool. Well, let's get into the actual cool stuff rather than me whining and getting tech support. I do appreciate the tech support, though. You guys are a shield for my sanity. When am I coming back to Toulouse, France? Probably... sometime. I'm going on a big European rampage in April. We'll be at FanFest, and then I'm going to do Venice and Rome for about a week there. I've got some Canadian travel coming up. I'm going to be in Toronto over Christmas and looking to visit Montreal in February. I'm not sure whether there's interest in like goon meets or anything like that, but it's something I'm exploring. So I'll be in Canada in 2 weeks, and then February, and then Iceland and Italy in April, and then I want to make it back to France, hopefully by October next year. We'll see. Okay, so let's start out with, I want to deal with the Locust Fleet stuff before we deal with the announcement of the Wormhole campaign. So the next Locust Fleet is going to be in... not this Saturday, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. Our fleet commanders have been meeting and planning ways to make sure that we don't get kicked in the dick repeatedly again. It's kind of an interesting thing because the sinking of the Locustania took place on Sunday of last week, so right after I'd given the fireside. And earlier in the week, I was like still like kind of ass blasted about it and whatever. But weirdly enough, now that we've made it all the way to, 6 days later, it does kind of feel like yesterday's news. But I do want to touch on that, some of the reforms that we're doing. I'm not going to get into the tactics. We did a huge amount of reimbursements for that. We gave people who had well-fit rook walls, the Chad fit, $3.5 billion-isk worth of reimbursement. The people who had the standard fit got $2.5 billion-isk. And one of the things to keep in mind going forward is Locust Fleets are strategic ops. We got lucky because nobody ever attacked them for like 2.5 years or something stupid like that. It might have been 2 years, I don't know, times of war. A long-ass time, nobody made a serious run at them. And they are a strategic-level capital fucking fleet, right? If you've got 100-odd rook walls out there, those are heavy assets, and it will be treated as a strategic op going forward with all of the bells and whistles of a strat op. So, that means that if you show up, we did not reimburse everybody who lost a rook wall on the Locust Fleet. And the reason we did that is there were some people that had garbage tier fits. And as you guys all know, we changed our fitting doctrine when it comes to PvE during the blackout era, and we have not walked that back. We have strategic PvE fits, and you are expected to use them. And if you don't use them, you will not be reimbursed. But the good news is that the vast majority of the rook walls that were lost, I think all but 10 of them, were reimbursed, not just for the minimum level, but a lot of you guys got Chad level reimbursements, and that's pretty cool. Yeah, and if Pittsburgh told everybody that they could use trash fits like 2 Locust Fleets ago, that's kind of hilarious, all things considered. That was wrong. Locust Fleets are a strategic op. They will be treated like any other capital fleet going forward, with all of the bells and whistles on, and Let's fit to give our king power up upon throne. God, I think now it's like some fucking Christian music or something. This is awful. In addition to Asher's little contribution there, but like it's getting even fucking louder here. This is I'll find some Ferrari jokes. All right, so will the work rolls also be getting tapped during the fleets then? That's an interesting question, and I hadn't thought about that, so I'll... Yeah, God, this is it just... ugh. So awful. Okay, I'm taking basically brain damage trying to... let's talk about work rolls. So, I don't know if people have any other questions regarding the Locust Fleet thing. You know, we did consider overreacting spectacularly, but, like... You know, for all the herf blurf about, like, Trigger Happy being involved in this, they were, like, a tiny proportion of the number of people. And, you know, I don't think Kendar had anything to do with it. It was mostly the same old chuckle fucks that have been going after us off and on for a long-ass time. So I think it would be kind of inappropriate to be like, oh, we're going to go wipe Trigger Happy off the map when it was basically the usual douchebags involved in the hit. And we had never gotten kicked in the dick before. So, yeah, we got kicked in the dick. It's on us now to adapt and overcome. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, I don't think papping work walls is really a reasonable idea, all things considered. You know, the people who are bringing work balls are serving a useful economic function, but they are also just pocketing all the loot for themselves, which is a good thing. We want that. We want people to make money. That's why we do these things. So, yeah, I have never really, yeah. Yeah, no, we're not going to start papping works for Locust Fleets. That is the decision.
Mittens, if people That's are bored.
That's a good question. I'm glad that people brought it up, though.
If people are bored, what should they do?
What's that?
If people are bored, what should they do?
If people are bored, what should they do? Let us segue into that. So Kathy Aaron has been working with Pathfinders on a huge-ass project called the Wormhole Campaign. Well, actually, I don't know what we're calling it. I'm getting, like, the music is getting louder, and I'm genuinely getting fucking distracted by this bullshit. I despise Christian music, and I despise... The only thing I hate more than Christmas music is, like, Christian rock music. It's a consequence of growing up in Alabama, being surrounded by that shit. And I don't know what is coming out of my speakers, but it is driving me up a wall. So, let's talk about wormholes. I'm going to blow a willpower point. We're going to talk about wormholes. This is a project. The link to the thread has been broadcast earlier with the Fireside. We can put it in Jabber again so everybody can see it. And this is something that's really exciting. It's something that we can do now. We are founding something that we're calling the School. And it's not just that Pathfinders are going to do this cool thing and then are going to be responsible for, running all the ops for us or what have you. But there's a bunch of different things that skirmish commanders of all varieties are welcome to do. Six and squads are all welcome to do. Kathy, if you could talk a little bit about how we're going to get things started, what people should do, as well as what are the kinds of content that will be available for skirmish commanders and crew in the School.
All right, so I just actually had to restart my computer too because I'm having internet issues as well, or computer issues as well. But Skirmish Commanders, you guys are going to be able to get in there and basically do anything you want with regards to like NullSec blops, small gang, assisting other SIGs through our NullSec static, killing folks inside of our C5 static. We'll basically be able to do anything at a moment's notice, roll to any area of space that we really want to kind of go poke around in. We can roll holes every 4 to 5 minutes, which is incredible. The content is there as long as you can get a skirmish commander going and fleet up and go. What is with the internet? Everything just reset on my computer. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's where it's shutting itself up. Chaos everywhere.
So
some fun things that people could do with the wormhole.
Inside the wormhole, not too much. In our C5 static, you can go next door and crab. You can hunt people down the C5 chain. You can, learn about wormholes, rolling, all the basics of wormhole space. And then we head out into NullSec to do the NullSec shenanigans, or we can head down the C5 chain to find people to fight or hunt. Like last night, we killed a bunch of dudes that were crabbing a couple jumps down our chain that had no idea we were there. We killed a couple of things. We've also had opportunities to go out to low sec PvP warfare space or whatever, do stuff out there. It's literally like anything you want to do that you can do in EVE, you know, within reason, you can do from our hole. We can go anywhere, and we can do anything that you guys can think of.
Yeah.
I do want to say this, and again, I lost it because I had to restart my computer, but I know you linked it in the ping there. If you guys click the link in the ping, at the very bottom of that, you'll see the link to apply. It's auto-accepting, auto-joining. You guys will automatically join the Into the Breach channel. Once you get in there, you'll have access to the Into the Breach sub-forum. And you'll see that there's a link that's in the Jabber reading. We'll have a ping in probably about an hour-ish, where we will start our first move op and get everybody rolling to inside the school.
Okay, so I want to talk about the overall vision for the sucker and why people should give a shit. You guys might have heard about this before, but here's the challenge. We are very powerful here in the Imperium. We have to make sure that we do not break the video game we all play occasionally, and that also means restraining ourselves when we have the opportunity to completely annihilate various other alliances. The challenge is that when we are here in Delve, we have the best space in the game. You know, it's all good, but we need variety, we need novelty, we need a degree of small-scale combat that doesn't rise to the level of 1,000 Titans fighting another 1,000 Titans. So how do we accomplish that, and what does this whole wormhole thing have to do with it? I'm going to make two nerd references. One will be to the Robert Jordan Wheel of Time trilogy. Not trilogy, you know, it's an endless sequence of books, which I stopped reading after about, like, book 7 or something. I don't fucking know.
They're making a TV show out of it.
Oh, God, kill me. And now they have, so in that you have the Ways, and then, of course, in 40K, you have the Eldar Webway. And that's essentially what I want. You know, I see this wormhole project as an opportunity for not to just go, hey, we're going to go into a hole and maybe learn some things about it, and then next month that'll be it and it's over. The idea here is to essentially get everybody in the Alliance comfortable with the idea of using wormholes to teleport around the galaxy and skull fuck people at will. So instead of going, oh man, we got, you know, there's some action in Amist, but we can't get there. Not like any action ever happens in Amist. It's fucking Amist, for God's sakes. But you know what I mean. You know, when we see Fraternity and Legacy having a slap fight in Deterid or Innsmouth, you know, it's kind of hard to deploy SIGs and squads into places that don't have NPC space nearby. Of course, we're talking about Innsmouth or Deterid. You would deploy a curse, but you know what I mean. For casual engagement levels, for skirmish commanders that want to take out 15 guys and find, you know, some random shit to gank. The idea here is this. Now that we have Alliance-level bookmarks using the ACL system, we get enough people into this wormhole that the Pathfinder guys have gone through a ton of effort in setting up and arranging. We essentially educate our skirmish commanders on up with the basics of how to use and abuse wormholes to get from point A to point B. And the content doesn't have to be, hey guys, we're going to be fighting each other in wormholes. We're going to do that too. But I think one of the things that's really cool for us in the long term, and I want this to be, if it works, and it might not, but I think it will, if it works, I want this to be a long-term part of our, you know, target acquisition system, such that, you know, goons get used to the idea of getting into a hole, using a hole to scout down a chain, and then find a target and turbo, you know, and, you know, fuck it to death, basically. So that's the ideal with this. It is not, hey, we're going to mess around in a wormhole, whole squad 2.0 for like a couple months, and then that's the end goal. The wormhole space and this system is a means to an end. And if we have some fun along the way in wormhole space, that's great. But the prize is using wormholes and becoming knowledgeable about them enough to the point that we can reach out and ruin whatever we feel like across the entire galaxy at any time.
And me and my guys will find what we can to teach you how to do that extremely well.
Excellent. So let me look at some of the questions here. Ranger Gama points out that there are wormhole classes that have been scheduled for this week already. See the calendar of the day in which topic you would like to come learn. This is... Let's see what else we have. Ways references, that's good. Oh, wow, I really opened a can of fucking worms with the Wheel of Time shit tonight.
Gentlemen, we are... Bill, we're not in this for evictions. I've had so many people say, oh, evictions are the most cancerous thing you do in wormhole space, and that is the last thing I want to do with a bunch of people that are fresh-faced newbies popping into wormhole space, it's not, no. Like, if they make an attempt on our wormhole, then yeah, maybe we'll have some retribution. But other than that, no, it's not worth our time or effort. Oh, yeah, we can go smack stuff all over the place, dude. And wormhole space included.
Yeah, so like in wormhole space, there's like loot pinatas and stuff. But I don't want people to... Essentially, we will be kicking over sandcastles, but we are not going to be going through a high effort, like, let's destabilize the wormhole powers thing. There's a variety of reasons for that. One, because, you know, why fucking bother? Two, because this, like I say, this is a highway, it's a webway, it's something we're going to be using as a means to an end. It is not an end goal in and of itself. And, you know, sure, we could go blow up some keep stars of some random wormhole shitheads, and maybe, and to be fair, if they mess with us, there will be retribution, and that will be highly entertaining too. But in a vacuum, you know, we want to use the wormhole space as a method to get to the bleeding and the screaming and the suffering and the fun stuff. Not necessarily go like, oh, well, we're gonna, you know, initiative is really cool about like picking, like, they're like mountain climbers. They're like, we're gonna go climb the highest mountain, we're gonna go burn down rage, and it's gonna be really cool, and it's gonna be really technical and like whatever. But we don't really do that as much within Goonswarm. Like, a lot of times our decision making is based around, you know, not let's get the trophy or let's climb the mountain. It's more, how can we use this to get more at what we think is the fun stuff, which is the chaos and the howls of our foes and the spaceship violence. Yeah, it's got to be one of these cables. I have no idea which one it is, and it's driving me fucking crazy. Sorry, guys.
Bessos, you said, is the wormhole group also for Alliance? I'm assuming you're saying is an Alliance-wide group. Yes, it is. If you go to the post that was in the ping, anybody can join it. It auto-invites you, and it will auto-accept you into both the sub-forum and the Jabber channel.
I have a pretty detailed question here that I want to acknowledge, even though I don't immediately have an answer for it. So Masashi Nunome had a detailed question about contrasting the differences in SRP from the first recall that was lost under the PVE system versus the way that we did reimbursement for the Locustania incident. And it's a good question, and I don't have the answer right now. I will look into it, or one of the director will look into it. But it's a good question. I'm glad you asked it, and I don't have the answer immediately at hand. At which point will we consider the Koreans becoming strong enough to be a real threat to the existing powers? Beats the fuck out of me. It's one of those things where we just have to keep eyes on it. I think that it's a very good thing that the Korean player base is a thing now, and it lasts past. More sand in the sandbox, more people playing the game is just great for us.
We talked about the Chinese, you know, 2 years ago, about, you know, being the new power on the block, and you could see how they've matured. But it also happened that we ended up getting a lot of Chinese players joining Goonswarm Federation. So I wouldn't say that it was, the same thing might happen for Koreans.
Yeah, so another question here, is there a possibility of going easy on Chinese corporations, their PAP status due to the massive VPN ban / issues in China? Yeah, basically, one of the reasons why, like, whenever we're examining corporate metrics and stuff like that, God, this is just so excruciating, it just won't shut the fuck up, sorry. Every time it gets to the chorus of this stuff and I hear, like, this soaring, praise-filled voice, nerve in my brains without rage. This is why I left Alabama the moment I got out of high school. Anyway, as I was trying to say, what the fuck? PAP stuff. So basically, when we're you know, we use the PAP metrics to examine activity, but there are a whole bunch of other metrics in addition to PAPs, and you know, we don't just randomly kick out corporations. So, like, if it looks like a corporation is having PAP issues, hypothetically, if it's because the Chinese government is, like, cracking down on VPNs temporarily or something like that, when we investigate and ask questions and this kind of thing comes up and then we verify it, you know, we let stuff slide a lot. Like, we aren't randomly just like blowing corporations out of the Imperium because we feel like it. So there's an investigatory process whenever a corporation gets to the level where we're discussing removing the corporation. And when we do remove a corporation, it is after a period of discussion. Like, it comes up in Illuminati meetings. We dig into these kind of things. We aren't just like randomly whacking corps. So basically, if you're ever worried about your corporation having like a temporary issue, you know, you can always ask your Kremlin representatives to say, hey, like, make sure the Alliance leadership knows about, you know, blah, 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 that's a problem. And that's why we have the Kremlin, that's why we have Kremlin meetings. You don't even have to wait for a meeting. Your Kremlin representatives could just be like, yo, dudes, like, we're going to be a little light on PAP stats this month because some sort of shit happened, and we'll go, oh, okay, cool. That's how it usually happens. Yeah, I think it's a commercial right now. God, this is... All right, guys, I gotta... let's do some last Q&As here, and I just gotta... I can't tank this for too much longer. I'm gonna be back to my shitty AirPods for the meta show today, I think, instead of using this headset, because I cannot do a meta show for an hour listening to this crap in my ears.
You get copyright strike anyway.
That's true. I mean, I think it's Deck the Halls right now.
Oh yeah, that's definitely Deck the Halls.
You know, I didn't mind the whole drummer boy and Deck the Halls or whatever, but when it started, like, you know, traditional Christmas music is annoying, but then they went with some sort of like a Christian rock thing, and I just like saw red and started losing my shit. Are we gonna start using the Drifter Hive Highway a bit more too? I have no idea, but we'll look into it.
We use it sometimes. It has its uses, but you can't really shove like a full fleet through it. We had one where I went up to fight in Horde space, and like the fleet got split in half. The problem was like when we started the fleet, it was like a good hole, and then we changed doctrines based on what they changed to, and then it was too small. So it's good, but like that exposes the weaknesses as well.
It has an upper limit, basically.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Thanks for coming, guys. Abrupt into the fireside. I can't take this anymore. Thanks for coming, guys. And yeah, we'll get together again next week. There's going to be a lot of interesting things happening in the Wormhole project, and I hope to see you guys there. I'm going to be dusting off one of my characters and trying to get in the trench and see if the system is mittens-proof, because I am so bad at a lot of things that if I can follow the instructions in the Wormhole thread and actually manage to make it to the school and participate in things, that means that even the most drunk high and or watching porn in the other window goon can pull it off. So I think it's going to be cool. I'm going to actually get my hands dirty myself. And should be badass. So we have the meta show in about 22 minutes, and I will be on different speakers that do not involve Christmas music. So thank you all for coming, and I will see you next week.